You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's like Chris Ballas once told me. He was dating 7 girls his senior year at Grand Rapids Northview. Had a different date each night of the week. But eventually, he had to tell 6 of them before prom, which happens every spring, that you're in my heart, but I'm breaking up with you. And Chris did that. And he was honest with all the women. And they applauded him at prom. They said, we'd like to honor Chris Ballas, who dumped 6 senior girls, but his 7th is with him. How about a big round of applause for the dump truck, Chris Ballas?
Terrible, Bill. There's no comparison. No comparison to those beautiful women. And I will say this. I give that guy all the credit for doing something that Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders couldn't, and getting the hell out and finally doing what was best for him, prolonging his career. Let's be honest, if he'd been here another couple of years, an anvil or something probably would have fallen on his head, and or his career would have ended somehow. But I love the fact that this guy's doing commercials talking about how much he loves Detroit and how he's proving how much he loves it by coming back and honoring Miggy. I was there on Saturday, and what a day that was. And that just made it better, knowing that our Super Bowl champion quarterback, Matthew Stafford, was in attendance.
Our?
So I know you felt for it.
Our?
Absolutely.
He won for the Rams, not the Lions.
Hey, he's still our guy at heart. You know it. Hey, for a lot of Detroit fans, I'm thrilled for the guy.
I'm happy for him too, but the thunderous roar because he won a Super Bowl and he's there, you know, pounding Mick Lights or Mick Ultras, whatever. You can pick either one. Is that, you know, I'm cool with it. I'm just kind of, there's a little sarcasm here, Chris. I mean, I know it's true about you dumping 6 girls before prom, but I'm not gonna discuss your Grand Rapids Northview high school days on the Huge Show. I promised you I wouldn't do that.
Well, you just did it.
Oh, I did? My bad.
It was the other way around anyway. I weighed 125, I think, my senior year in high school. I was probably still playing with my baseball cards.
Oh my God, you weighed 125? Were your parents feeding you your senior year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one meal a day. Bread and water, you know how it
okay.
is.
Okay. I love your mom and dad. They're good people. I didn't know that.
I was 140 pounds, I think, when I graduated. So, hey, it is what it is.
Oh, my God. What'd you do? Eat Taco Bell every day your last senior semester?
Pretty much. We got a Taco Bell on Plainfield, and there was Taco Boy there at the time.
Taco Boy. Oh, we ate. Didn't you and I eat at Taco Boy one time when you came into town with your son? We did, right? Yeah.
We did, and you were going to go there the next time in town. I owe my boy Scott from – I lost a bet to him on Tiger Woods, your buddy there, winning the Masters that one year. So I'm going to take you guys out.
All right, my buddy, but then you – but Stafford, your buddy. So let's move on from the buddy system. Everybody's friend right now is Hunter Dickinson in the news that he's coming back. Diabate's going to test the waters like – Hunter did a year ago, so chances are I think he'll be back. So Dickinson back is big news. What, any news on Houston or what his plan is? Anything?
No, there's not, and that's interesting. The silence is deafening there. We'd heard that he would probably test the waters, and it doesn't sound like he has, or if he has, he hasn't let anybody know. And even as of late last night, Diabate hadn't, and people were in the dark. But I'll say this about him. I wouldn't be surprised if he stayed in, Bill, and it only takes one team, and there are a couple teams that are showing interest in him at the end of the draft, and we're going to do a little bit more digging on this where – you know, his people have been in his ear. You and I have been talking about this for probably a couple months now, that people want him to go somewhere where he can get more playing time and get the ball more, touch the ball more. That might not be at Michigan with Hunter Dickinson coming back. And I'm not convinced that would be an awful thing for Michigan, because I don't like it when they play Hunter Dickinson and Musa Diabate together. When you have those bigs on the floor, that's two less shooters. And if Frankie Collins is going to be your point guard, who's shooting the ball? You really need a four in this day and age who can shoot. And if that's the position he's playing and not backing up Hunter Dickinson, then, boy, it just seems to get a little bit clunky. But I will say this, too. We talked a couple months ago where somebody close to Dickinson said, don't be stunned. And we talked about this on your show. If he comes back with a huge NIL deal, and I think he reached a milestone, and I'm not prepared to say what it was, but if he got this certain amount of money, that he was going to come back, and I think that's exactly what happened. So with Houston, I think everybody understands that he needs another year, and I think that's what we're going to see eventually happen. And everybody's like, oh, why doesn't he say anything? This is not a kid that's all about social media, the same way Diabate is not. He is about taking his time, making a decision, and then letting people know about it on his time. And I don't expect a big announcement. So I would imagine in the next couple of days we're going to hear that he's back for his sophomore year, and I think he's going to make a huge leap, really, from year one to year two.
By the way, speaking of the social networks, it is confirmed Elon Musk has bought Twitter. Twitter's board approves the deal. They will become a private company. $54.20 per share, $44 billion total price tag. Elon Musk said free speech is bedrock of democracy, adding new features like an open source algorithm, also vows to defeat spam bots. They will authenticate all humans on the planet who are on Twitter. So that's big for free speech for everybody on Twitter. There you go.
Yeah, and I agree. And I try to avoid Twitter and social media as much as I can, Facebook. Obviously, we have to be on there with our jobs, Bill, but it's accessible, and I think that's a good start.
It is a good start.
Yes, 100%. I've had things deleted off Facebook, Bill, that were so innocuous. I was like, wait a minute, where'd it go? And I get a message saying I violated their rule, some rule. It wasn't a political post in any way, shape, or form, but it's bizarre. So I think that's a positive.
You know, and he's smart. He took them private. So now Facebook will have to follow suit and be open and not be censoring what people say, or they could go out of business. I really mean that.
Yeah, and I, again, social media. Now, this is from a guy who has a private message board and runs a private message board, but that's different. You know, you can kind of control the speech there with the understanding that this is our message board, this is the way we operate, and, you know, it's like an extended family, and you're paying for the service, and there are expectations and rules. But when it comes to social media and you're controlling the narrative, that gets pretty scary. So if that's indeed what he's going to do, then I applaud it.
Anybody not applauding it are the people who enjoyed others being censored, and that defies free speech. So it's a good day for all Americans. Chris Ballas from thewolverine.com, one of our Michigan insiders, joining us on the Meyer guest line. So with the news of Hunter Dickinson coming back, we're still going to wait on Diabate until he goes through the NBA process. He's doing the, not taking big money from an agent, and exactly what Dickinson did last year, waiting on Houston. I looked at one of the way too early CBSSports.com polls. They have Michigan now at 12th. I think I saw them. They weren't even in the preseason top 25. So that tells you the importance of Dickinson coming back. And based on waiting on news from Houston and Diabate, including the Bates chatter out there, but I don't see that happening. Your thoughts on how Juwan Howard's roster for hoops in Ann Arbor will look this fall?
Yeah, ask me in a week when we find out what happens with Terrence Shannon Jr. from Texas Tech. It sounds like they are trying to make him a huge NIL package to stay at Tech, and Michigan would probably have to match that. That's where we are. It's bidding wars now, Bill, exactly what they promised us it wouldn't be, right, when it came to NIL. But regardless, if this kid joins the roster, he is the wing that they've been waiting for that can guard those big guards, something they didn't have this year. Eli Brooks did a heck of a job, but when he's guarding a Jaden Ivey, for example, or a guy who's 6'6", that's a tough deal for him. So if they can get Shannon in there, shot 38% as a lefty last year, can get to the rim, athletic as heck, then that would be a huge addition. I would expect Michigan to compete for a Big Ten title then but as well. But I'll say this, the one guy of the three that you really wanted back is Hunter Dickinson, because now you've got a star. You've got one of the best players in college basketball back on your team, and you're surrounding him with a lot of good to great players. Juwan Howard has recruited extremely well. He's got a really nice recruiting class coming in. I hesitate to say these guys are going to make an instant impact, because we saw this year you know, what the number one recruiting class in the country did, and the impact was solid, but it certainly wasn't the Fab Five. So, but they've got guys that can help. They've got a kid in Terrence Williams Jr. coming back who I think can step in, and a couple of guys have been waiting their turn. Will Cheddar at forward is a guy who can shoot it, and I expect him to make a big leap. So there are a lot of pieces here, Bill. If they get Shannon, I think this is a Big Ten contender. If they don't, I still think this is one of the top three teams in the Big Ten.
The Bates talk, who originally the kid from Michigan who went to the Ypsilanti Academy, the private school, made his name on the travel circuit very young, committed to Michigan State, ended up at Memphis, now done at Memphis. Any shot that Juwan would bring him in? I assume that guy also is looking for a big NIL payday.
Which is funny, you know, he didn't have a great year, and basically he's one of those guys, he gets the cover of Sports Illustrated, and you never know when they're that young how they're going to pan out, and he really has not progressed to the point that a lot of people thought he would. He's certainly not the next Kevin Durant, and, you know, he just is what he is. He's a solid player. Now, he would have been, if, you know, with the right attitude and everything else, he's one of those guys that you could have thought, hey, this would be a great beeline guy. You know, you get into the system and you work your way up, but I don't think they have any intention of going somewhere like that. Juwan Howard goes back a long way with his dad. They knew each other a long time ago. So it doesn't surprise me that they've talked, and they have. We reported first a few several days ago that they had had a conversation. I think the Bates camp is excited about the possibility, but I don't think that Michigan is reciprocating that, nor should they. This is not something that you mess around with when you're a program that preaches culture, which has been the case since John Beilein's been here, and Juwan Howard talks about it all the time as well. That's a headache you don't need. This is my strong opinion, Bill. I don't see it happening. I'd be stunned.
I agree with you, man. And also, based on what he did in his first year at D1 basketball, he looked incredibly average. So I don't know how he has any juice right now to get a big NIL deal at all, anywhere.
No, exactly. And but the problem is, tell them that, right? Tell his people that, who are still operating under the assumption that this is one of the best high school basketball players or college basketball freshmen in history, and that's just not the case. So I wish the kid luck. I think he's more of a product, and I even hesitate to say this, of his surroundings and being hyped up too much and some of the people around him that had just way too high expectations. And it, by all accounts, you know, he's a pretty decent kid. But you know what? You look to your mentors to give you guidance, and I don't think he's gotten great guidance for quite a while now. That's my opinion.
Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com, one of our Michigan insiders, talking about the return of Hunter Dickinson. That is huge news for Juwan Howard, his staff, team, and the Michigan basketball fan base. You can follow everything about Diabate getting through the NBA process. Will Houston be coming back? And more 24/7 at TheWolverine.com. Chris, appreciate the update on Hunter.
Anytime, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Chris said he's not going to go into numbers he's hearing. I think the guy probably got $500,000, or maybe for 1 year, maybe 250 grand, 200 to stay. He's worth it with the money Michigan's making off their basketball program. He's worth it all day.